Right. So our first scripture, as we look at our relationship with God, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. This is about the shepherds. So the shepherds went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Amen. So as we reflect on our relationship with God, we listen to the story of the shepherds, whose relationship with God was changed so dramatically on that night. They were probably not even conscious, many of them, that God was with them, that God was near. And then all of a sudden, angels tell them that they are the first to hear the good news and get to experience Emmanuel, God with us. And they go and they see him and they have joy. It's a brand new relationship that they have to God. Not that God changed God's opinion of them or feelings towards them. God had always been loving them, but now they knew that and they're filled with joy. And then we have Mary, who treasures all of their words and ponders them in her heart. And we have two different dynamics. Sometimes our relationship with God can be this joyful praising God, singing and sharing it with others. We're overflowing with love for God and gratitude. And sometimes we just sit in the quiet place and contemplate God's love and recognize that God is with us. There is not a one-size-fits-all relationship with God. But in this time, we're going to be looking back on the past year. I mean, if that's too much, maybe the past month or even the past day, do what is possible for you this morning. But think about where am I in my relationship with God? How has my relationship with God been in the past year? This should not be anything that induces shame. This is not for beating yourself up and saying, oh, I didn't do all these spiritual things this year. This is just time to examine and to assess how's my relationship with God right now? Where has it been? Maybe how has God grown me in the past year? And Kevin, you can go to the next slide real quick. And these are some questions from Mark Thibodeau. How is our relationship going? Our being mine and God. Do I feel close to or distant from God right now? Have I spent quality time with God or have I been neglectful? Am I bored with God? When I look upon the face of God, do I feel joy or gratitude or shame or fear? What is God's perspective on our relationship? So those aren't the only questions. Those are just some questions maybe to get you started. Just, again, examining, reflecting upon where you and God are right now as we close the year 2018. Let's take a few minutes and reflect together. Next movement in our examine is about our relationship with others. And our text is actually from Matthew 2, verses 7 through 12. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they'd heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. In this text, we see that as the wise men encounter Mary and Jesus, and again, there's joy, just like the shepherds. There's that transformation of relationship. But there's also this question of how do I relate to the different people? How do I relate to Mary and Jesus? How do I relate to Herod the king? How does Herod relate to the newborn child and this new king and all of that? And there's, within the Gospels, you see not just a bunch of people in silos, right? Like, what is my relationship with God? You see people interacting with one another and engaging. You see the powerful, and you see the poor, and you see people who are sick, and you see just every people from all walks of life who come and engage with Jesus, and then, of course, are going back to their lives. And so our faith, and as Jesus said, the first commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so our faith is something that we live out with others. And so sometimes that first one, like, what's my relationship with God like? That can be a little abstract. That can be hard to get to. This one is a little more concrete. Not easy, but how is your relationship with God? How is God's love for you and your love for God playing out in your relationship with other people? And so that's where we're reflecting now. And so we're not just asking, you know, what's my relationship with my brother like, or with my daughter like, or anything like that, although those play into it. The question is a theological one. How is my love being expressed? Or how is my love kind of blocked in these relationships? God is always a part. At least as Christians, we believe God is always a part of all our relationships. So what do those relationships tell us about our relationship with God? And how does our relationship with God invite us into new patterns of relating to others? So some of the questions for this section, we can go to the next slide. How has my disposition been when I'm around others? Grumpy? Friendly? Passive? Affirming? So kind of how has that felt for you? Is there a particular relationship that has been unusually good or unusually sour? Again, we're asking, it could be any period of time, but is there a relationship this year where you've really felt love and has opened up into new dimensions in good ways? And is there a relationship that's just been a hard one this year for you? What is God's perspective on my relationships? Again, how is God's love being channeled through me? How am I seeing it expressed in our relationships? How am I not seeing it expressed as fully as it could be in my relationships? So for this one, you might pick a couple relationships to look at, or you might kind of look at the big picture. How am I generally engaging with people? And again, there's going to be a few minutes here. So take your time, reflect on those relationships, use those questions as a starting point, but do it prayerfully. The last movement, and these could go in really any order, but our last movement is our relationship with ourselves. Our text is the same. I'm not going to read it again from Matthew 2. But the question that the wise men have to face is, who am I? And central to that question is, whom am I going to listen? Right? So they're being pulled. They have two voices speaking to them. They have the voice of Herod saying, come back to me so I can pay him homage. We know what Herod really wanted. Of course, God knew what Herod really wanted. But you have that voice. Are we going to listen to Herod? And then God comes to them in a dream and says, no, go the other way. Don't return to Herod. And so ultimately, there's this core, our soul, if you will, that comes to that question day in and day out. To whom am I listening? To whom am I serving? And ultimately, as we grow in faith, hopefully the deepest part of us is the one that listens to and serves and follows God. And that becomes the most authentic expression of who we are. We said there's no one-size-fits-all relationship with God. There's no one-size-fits-all way of following Jesus, way of living out or expressing our faith. And part of the great journey of faith is not to be like all the other Christians, but is to discern, how has God uniquely and specially made me? And what is the fullest expression of that? How do I fully live out, listen to that voice that God is speaking to me, and live that out with faith and hope and love? And sometimes even the church can be one of those voices that's saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. And we have to be enough integrated in ourselves, enough aware and in touch with ourselves to be able to discern when the answer is, yes, I can show up fully and authentically in this way, or no, I can't do that right now. That's not an authentic and faithful expression of who I am in my core right now. And this is a difficult journey. It's a difficult journey, but many, many writers and thinkers and just practitioners of faith have noted that our journey to know God is really intertwined with our journey to know ourselves and who we are, because it's God who made us. And so some of our questions for reflecting here, do I like myself nowadays? What does that mean? Am I proud of myself, mad at myself, tender with myself, harsh with myself? All of these other ones are Mark Thibodeau. This one I added. How connected with my body and soul do I feel? Do I feel connected with my body and soul? What factors in my life have led to these attitudes and behaviors toward myself? What is God's perspective on my integrity? Integrity comes from that word integrated. I'm integrated. I'm living in line, aligned with who I most basically am as someone created and loved by God. And authenticity. Is what's coming out an authentic expression of who I am in here? So those are some questions for reflection. Again, there'll be 2 or 3 minutes to reflect, and then we'll talk. I invite you to that ongoing work in the year ahead. What of what I do is an authentic expression of myself and who God has made me, where God is calling me? What am I just doing because I'm just used to getting pushed and pulled in certain directions, or because I need to be seen in this way, or what have you? So I encourage you, on that journey in the coming year, and to continue to reflect on it. Our song of response is A Little Town of Bethlehem, verses 1, 3, and 4. And if you look closely, this is definitely a song about the birth of Jesus, of course. But it's also a very close and intimate song. The hopes and fears of all the years. What are your hopes and fears? And asking Christ to come and descend upon our hearts. So I invite you to sing this song, reflecting on God's work in you. Lord, in the coming year, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, let us sow pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to new life. And all God's people said, Amen.